Palestinian Ma'an News Network says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry offered acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas incentives to return to direct negotiations with Israel on Sunday. The visit came weeks after a trip by U.S. President Barack Obama to the region. Obama stated that Palestinians must return to negotiations in order to reach a two-state solution with Israel.
I don't think Americans, they have anything to present to the Palestinians. It's just a matter of public relations campaign the Americans are trying to do. The Americans, they do believe in two-state solution, but they don't have the means to brush the Israelis to accept any compromise. So the Americans are trying to push the Palestinian to compromise.
According to Palestinian officials, Abbas made it clear during the meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State that the Palestinians will not go back to the negotiation table until Israel implements a complete settlement freeze. He also said he would suspend for 2 months all unilateral efforts to seek international recognition to give U.S. brokered efforts a chance, a Palestinian official told AFP last week.
President Abbas reaffirmed to the U.S. Secretary of State what he had previously told President Obama, that the Palestinian leadership demands that Israel implements the previously agreed Obama obligations and not to look into what is called goodwill suggestion in order to resume negotiations.
Earlier this week, the acting Palestinian Authority chief had demanded that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu present a map of the borders of a future Palestinian state before talks can resume, which causes some fear by many Palestinian observers as to whether Abbas would consider a land swap with Israel.
And if we focus on details like the land swap or any other question regarding the details of negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, we miss the larger point. The larger point is Israel is never going to allow a Palestinian state, even in the West Bank and Gaza and East Jerusalem. And all the negotiations around specific detailed issues are only a way to mislead us.
Representatives of the Palestinian Authority, as well as the Palestinian Liberation Organization, have stressed that Abbas will not resume negotiations with Israel unless Tel Aviv halts all settlement activities in the West Bank.
Just as historical Palestine was compromised in the so-called Declaration of Independence in 1988, and furthermore during the Oslo Accords of 1993, Palestinians fear that their leadership may agree on another concession, and this time on the borders of a potential Palestinian state, through land swaps with Israel. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.